Hey, Songtown, I'm Clay Mills here with Marty Dotson. Today, we're going to talk about five reasons your songs all sound the same, and we're going to tell you how to fix them.
Come on, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, you want me to? Even though I'm curious about your guitar, but I'm curious what you're going to do there with it. If you're listening to the podcast and you're not on YouTube watching us, Marty has a guitar weapon in his hand here, so I don't know what's about to happen.
It's a rarity.
I'll start it off. So grooves.
Okay.
I have this theory that when we start writing songs, we're at an instrument, whether it's piano or guitar, or if you're building tracks, and you kind of are emulating the people you really love. I mean, for me, that's why I wanted to do music. I heard records that I loved, and I wanted to recreate that. I wanted to recreate that feeling and that vibe and put that out into the world. And so that early stuff we listen to becomes what I call your musical DNA. And that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. So most people get kind of stuck in that musical DNA. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason to get stuck in it because it's always going to be with you. You're never going to lose it. So I've always tried to always be challenging myself to try a different groove, write a song to a reggae groove, write a song to a disco 4-on-the-floor groove, write a song to a country ballad groove, and change it up. And it's something you consciously have to do, you know? If you wanted to be a jazz guitar player, you would have to learn songs. So I'm always challenging myself to sit down every week. I try to learn a new song, and that's going to show me new chords. It's going to show me new rhythms, different melodic phrasing. Probably until my dying days, which I hope is not anytime soon, I'm going to be learning new songs constantly.
Commendable. It means you're growing.
I'm growing. I'm trying.
That's awesome. Yeah, one thing that was really highlighted to me, I've done a lot of corporate training. And in this corporate settings, maybe we're put into a group with 15 bankers and we have to write a song in an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
And one of the things I noticed was the other guys that were doing what I was doing would be like, Marty, you're writing the same song every time. And it's because if you just handed me a guitar and said, play something, I would probably play this.
That's your internal groove.
That's my internal groove. And so I was in those pressurized situations, I was writing that groove.
Reverting back to what you're most comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. But the phrasing sounded so much similar, you know, in between all these songs, there were different topics, but it was that same groove and kind of my same phrasing and all that kind of stuff. And it can be easy to fall into that pattern with whatever you write, you know?
Yeah. So, and especially when you're feeling like rushed in a situation like that, I can equate that to jumping on a bus with an artist and you got to write a song that afternoon as they're driving from Kentucky to Chicago, and you've got a couple hours to write a song, and you don't want to let the artist down, so you got to come up with something. Fortunately for me, I was able to get out of that playing it safe. The first time I wrote with Darius Rucker, I went off a ledge. I went in a direction I had never written before, and fortunately figured out how to build my airplane on the way down so I didn't crash, you know. But, man, it's harrowing.
Yes, it is.
You know, but it can pay off. If it works, it'll pay off in a big way. Yeah. But I think we have to mentally set that attitude. Well, today I'm not going to do that thing I always do.
Yeah. The way I fix it for myself is I've got a little app called Drum Beats Plus.
Yeah.
That has lots of different drum beats, and I will just play one and loop it and try to play along with it.
I got another fix that I can throw out for number five on this thing. So, yeah.
We're just at number one right now, though.
Well, get a move on.
But so I use different drum beats, but I also do your technique of I will pick a song that I like and I'll pick just a small portion of it, and I'll look up what chords are they playing, what, you know, and I'll learn that rhythm and go, okay, how can I use that little piece of something in a song? So number two, we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Number two is the same lyric tricks. I worked with an artist one time, and his lyric trick was everything had to be opposite. So if he said up, he was going to say down.
Yeah.
If he said right, he's going to say left or wrong, you know. And it was just like crazy predictable.
So every line was like, nobody in his right mind would have left her.
Yes. And he defaulted to
that. And I need
that.
A good woman bad.
Exactly. and so it can be easy to find a lyric trick that we like.
Yeah.
But then we just go all in on it, you know, to where, and the same thing happens with cleverness. So I'll mentor people sometimes, and every title has to be clever. You know, it has to have some wordplay or some little trick that's going on. And so I think just being conscious of trying out some new things. So when you hear a song and they do something you've never done lyrically, try that. You know, so maybe it's a different placement of the hook. You know, so maybe they use the hook in the beginning of the verse and then the ending of the chorus, you know, but it's just something you haven't done. Make a note of that and try that out. See if you can bring in a new tool into your toolbox and not default to those same lyric tricks.
Yeah. Awesome.
What's number three?
Same themes. Mm. And we see this a lot in Songtown that somebody will have success. They'll get a buzz about one of their songs that was about a certain subject, and then they just get locked into it. I think I've been guilty of that. I had a run of like love songs. So then I started like, that's what I'm going to focus on. You know, it's real easy to do.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to also, just like with our grooves, we have to tackle a lot of subjects, hard subjects. You know, there's some songs that you're not going to be able to sit down in a day and write. There, it really needs some thought put into it. And then there's other songs that, yeah, I don't have anything more to add.
No, I agree. I think for me, it's easy to sit down and write a love song. I love my wife, and I'm in a happy place, my relationship, and I can do that easily. What's harder for me sometimes is to tackle a subject that is more painful to me, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with a dad who was a drug addict, you know, and so sometimes writing songs around those themes are more difficult, but there's still some things that I have a unique point of view on and I could speak to.
Yeah, Miles Davis said one time that he didn't play a ballad for years, and they asked him why, and he goes, because I love ballads too much.
Yeah.
He's like, I would do nothing but play ballads. So he's like, I put those aside and I went over here and did this other thing. I just thought that was so amazing. He's like, why do you not play ballads? And he's like, because I love them too much.
Yeah, that's great. The next one is being limited to what you can play on an instrument. So I'm
or
not,
what you can sing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, I find at times I need to put this down and just sing.
Yeah.
And I will sing things that I don't know how to play.
Right.
And then I can go back and figure out, okay, what chords work with that? And so I kind of bring my guitar in later after I have found a melody that I like to sing and I feel like is a great melody. And that's been really helpful to me because in the beginning, I thought I had to be able to play everything.
Yeah.
And so if I sang something, I couldn't figure it out. I just dropped it, even though it might have been better.
Yeah. Or you co-write with somebody that plays great at an instrument. A lot of people say to me when I'm critiquing their songs, I'll go, okay, your verse and your chorus, the melody is all in the same register. So by the time you hear an entire song, there's no rise and fall. It's just all one flat line across the entire song. And they're like, yeah, but I can't sing higher for the chorus. I don't have that kind of voice. It doesn't sound good when I sing up higher. And the first fix is we'll start lower. Okay, well, maybe I don't sing so great low. So here, if you're a writer and you're not an artist, who cares if it sounds good or bad? You need to write the song write a great song, and then later you can have a singer that maybe can hit those notes, yeah. sing it for you. God forbid you go on to Jammable and put an AI voice on your song. But I mean, I get it. You want to sound good when you're writing, and you want to play somebody your song, and you do a recording and you're like, well, I don't sound good when I go up high, or I don't sound good when I hold notes out for a long time. But your song needs a long note there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's missing it. Yeah. So you have to get comfortable with, I'm just going to sing that long note. It's going to suck, but later I'll get somebody that yeah. can sing it great. And now you have a great song and you put a good singer on it. But don't let your limitations, you know.
Limit you.
Limit the song. Yeah. Okay,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, the other day I was writing with a great female singer and I was hearing this thing in my head and I'm like, and this is probably going to come out horrible, but I said, could you flip up like up here, you know? And she was like, you mean this? And she belts it out. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But I didn't have to be able to do it. You know, I just had to be able to describe it to her and kind of approximate it, you know? I think sometimes we're too perfectionistic and we really do limit ourselves by what we can play or what we can sing.
Yeah.
What's number five?
Last but not least, I would say getting locked into just playing the same instrument all the time. When I lived in New York, I mostly played keyboards, and I moved to Nashville, and for 5 years, all I did was play guitar because I thought, well, it's Nashville. People play guitar here, you know? It's like there's not that much piano going on. And for 5 years, I stuck to that instrument. And then one day, I just said, to heck with it, wrote a song on piano, and it became my first cut that I got on a major artist, a Trisha Yearwood song. Totally wrote it on piano. And I started the melody out on guitar. And I just wasn't feeling it. And there was a piano in the room. So I just went over the piano. And then all of a sudden, I could hear where to go in the chorus. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd been stuck going, what am I going to do for a chorus? So changing up instruments while you're writing is a great thing to do. Tommy Lee James, wonderful writer. Used to write with him a lot. And the whole session, he was switching back and forth between guitar, and he would maybe had a little mando or something there, or maybe he had the piano going, but you literally hear different directions and different melodies come to you when you're playing different instruments. Yeah. And if you don't know how to play an instrument very well, that can often lead you to places that are even better.
Yeah,
you know?
Happy accidents.
Yeah, because if you're always going to your happy place, to keep up with your happy analogy, you're never going to go anywhere that's new to you. And if it does, if it sounds stale to you, it's going to sound stale to the listener. Yeah. You know?
And again, you know, like I do this with piano sometimes. I don't really know how to play piano, but I can play three or four chords in a key. And so I'll just experiment, you know, if I hold that chord out and mm-hmm. sing something over it, and it's just a whole different headspace than it would be on guitar.
Yeah. All right.
Hope that helps.
See y'all later. Right on.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.